We are looking at Marvel War of Heroes, the new app that they have coming out. And Fabian, would you please explain to us what exactly this app is?
Sure. So it's a free-to-play game that you're going to be able to play next week on Android, iPhone, iPad, and Android tablet. The whole concept of the game is you're a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. You have Black Widow, you know, saying, hey, welcome, new agent. You're going to have to build your team of superheroes, and you're going to fight against supervillains, as well as compete against other players. If you know really well the Marvel Universe, you're going to get some special combos, and it's going to give you an edge over other players. But it's all about the strategy. So if you love Magic Gathering, and if you used to be the guy who was spending a lot of time, or guy or girls, building your deck, that's going to be a game that's great for you.
So how would you describe how this game plays? Like, is it like Magic the Gathering or like Yu-Gi-Oh? Or how would you describe it?
I think you could say it goes from Magic in the extent that you are playing single player to collect cards. Once you have a bunch of cards, you could make them level up. If you have two identical Spider-Man, you make them fuse together to become more powerful and unlock some special powers. Once you have enough cards, you're going to build your first deck and attack another player. And soon you're going to realize that it's a lot of strategy. Maybe to fight the X-Men, you're going to need to have a combo of Avengers. Maybe to fight, you know, the Thor family of characters, you're going to need, like, Loki and a bunch of others. So it's going to be a lot of figuring out strategy and understanding the game system and be like, okay, I'm going to plan one deck for this type of, opponent, another deck for another type of opponent. And progressively, you're going to realize it's a game that's very simple to play at the beginning, but very hard to master, like Magic or Yu-Gi-Oh were in their time, right? Like, very, very good players were rare, and it took them a lot of time to figure out the best strategy to beat everybody.
How do players get certain decks and certain cards? Like, do they buy them or do they win them?
So, no, the vision of free-to-play we have is we want everybody to enjoy the experience. So unlike others that's going to get some content and reserve it for paid players, you could unlock everything by just playing the game. So if you have a lot of time on your hands, you could level up and, you know, go through the game. Or you could choose to purchase packs of cards, but you could never purchase a specific card. So it's going to encourage you a little bit, like when you're opening your new pack of Magic cards, to be like, oh, you know, maybe this rare card is not good for you, but good for somebody else. So then you could trade it in the game with another player. So there is an element where you could choose to play and pay or not. But regardless, you're going to be able to unlock cards and build your deck.
Is this a single player, or can we play with other players online?
Other players. So single player is a small part of the experience. The only goal is to really, like, unlock cards and go through the storyline that's co-written with Marvel, script writer. But PvP is really where the game shines. So playing against other players is not only they're going to help you when you fight big boss battle, a little bit like World of Warcraft, you have like a boss raid. Here you could team up against some stronger boss, and if you get your ass kicked, then you could call two allies to help you kick this boss ass. But as well, there is a lot of player versus player where you build a group of players, your allies, but then you compete against other group of players. And there is a lot of strategy that are at play, and there is as well the fact of building a team of other players with you.
So what you're saying, that we could also team up to fight bosses, am I correct?
Yes, you could team up to fight the monster in single player. You could call some allies, you know, as reinforcements. But, the biggest part of the game is player versus player. Figuring out strategy and beating up players who are stronger than your level going to give you a lot of experience points. You're going to unlock some very cool items that otherwise you will never be able to unlock if you just play single player. So the biggest part of the game is this, the same way as Magic, where you were going to the store to compete against others and be like, hey, I'm better at Magic than this guy and this guy and this guy. Here's the same pleasure you're going to have. If you're a huge Marvel fan, you know really well the Marvel Universe, you're going to unlock some special combo and therefore be really good and feel great because you're like, hell yeah, you know, I kicked a lot of players' ass today.
How did Marvel come up with this concept?
So Marvel and DNA, which is, you know, the company I belong to, we're like, well, trading card game is a very popular genre in Japan, but if you look at the West, you know, people are kind of giving up, like, about 10 years ago, you know, the whole, like, craze of trading cards kind of died down a little bit, but we feel that by bringing it back, making it free-to-play on Android, iPhone, iPad, we have already a few examples of very successful games here that we have published, like Rage of Bahamut is a game that's number one since, like, 20 weeks on the US Google Play Store, same thing on the App Store. And therefore, we were like, well, we truly feel that if we bring the Marvel universe that everybody loves and the, you know, over 300 heroes, superheroes that everybody have connected with, and we combine that with a genre that's very strategic and involved, which is trading cards, we feel that we bring something that a lot of players want, which is a deep experience, a deep Marvel experience, and a deep, you know, strategic slash trading card game experience.
Does Marvel plan on any tournaments for this game?
Well, we do have live events, so it's even, you know, rather than playing like physical tournaments, for example, every day you have a leaderboard, and if you are among the top players, you're going to unlock some very unique card that nobody else will have. But as well, we're going to have every 2 or 3 weeks an exclusive event, like player versus player event or boss battle event, where again, there is another leaderboard, and if you're in the top 50 players in the world, then you unlock some exclusive rewards. So it's even, you know, rather than just being like, oh great, you're number one player in the world, we'll give you something that nobody else has in the game. And it's going to be, of course, for free. We give it to you because you are just a great player and you have competed against everybody else and won.
So when does this app come out and how much will it cost us?
So it's free to play and it's coming out next week, so the second half of next week. Don't give you the exact date yet, but you could figure out that we're going to be live by next Saturday.
Would you like to add anything else about the app?
Well, I think, you know, if you are a huge Marvel fan and you have some friends who are more casual Marvel fans, I think it's a great app to make them play with you because it's very social. It's free, so you don't ask them to spend any money to play with you. And there is like 300 characters, but we're going to add way more. So if you like this in-depth knowledge of the Marvel Universe, I think it's going to be an app for you.
Which cards are available at the start of the game? Which cards are available at the start of the game?
I'm not sure I understand the question, but it's going to be, we're going to have, so, 300, you know, superheroes, and basically one main storyline is going to take you about 10 to 12 hours to go through, but then we're going to add a lot of more storyline later on.